Great. I think that takes care of the negative part of our creed, and it's time now to start looking at the affirmative attitudes of Allah from an Islamic standpoint. And I was wondering if one could possibly define Allah, so to speak, if the term applies.
Well,
from an Islamic standpoint.
There's a problem when you use the term define.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that is definable, by definition, must be limited, must be finite.
That's right.
And since Allah, or God, is infinite, then he could not be subject to any definition, because definition is limiting.
Limitation.
To define something, it's to establish that
limitation.
Limitation, and God is beyond limitation. This is one thing. But the problem perhaps could be addressed by making a distinction between two things again. On one hand, the essence or nature of Allah or God,
mm-hmm.
and secondly, the attributes, divine attributes of Allah. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. When we talk about the essence of Allah, the nature of Allah, we can say that his nature or his essence is so sublime, so transcendent, that our human mind, no matter how intelligent it may be,
okay.
is incapable of totally grasping his essence
yeah.
or his nature. However, as far as attributes of Allah or attributes of God, these are or could be within reasonable reach, within at least reasonable understanding as far as our human comprehension goes. And I say relatively because, again, when you talk about attributes of the infinite, then you can't really separate attributes totally from the essence, but at least this conceptual distinction could be quite useful. Sometimes people would wonder, how could we fail to understand the essence of God and only know about his attributes or manifestations of power? But what we forget when we make this argument is that even in physical, tangible things, sometimes we are not really able to define their essence. Electricity, atomic energy, many others.
Yeah.
You can explain a great deal about electricity, how it works, or atomic energy, but can you really describe the essence of electricity, the essence of atomic energy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can't even reach that. A human being, you can't describe a human being, say, hey, he's that tall, that big, he weighs that much, his face looks this or that. Fine. But can you, even with the best knowledge of psychology and psychiatry, understand the essence of a human being? Can you understand your own essence as a human being? So what I'm saying here is that even in physical and tangible things in this universe, we are not capable to penetrate our understanding to understand fully their essence. How about understanding the essence of the supreme being, also the infinite?
It becomes a metaphysical problem.
It becomes a very difficult problem to try.